The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning, happy Saturday, one and all. Jimmy Sengenberger here with you. News Talk 710 KNUS every Saturday morning from 6 to 9. Good to be with you as always. Thanks so much for joining us dark and early, as I like to say. I'm looking back outside and we are not to the sunrise yet, although maybe it's a peak in just a little. Not quite yet. It will come soon enough. It's so weird, too, throughout the year with the time changes and everything, when there are certain parts of the year that you have light at like 5 coming into the studio, and then it's dark until after the show has started other times of the year. Obviously, that's how it works, but it is just kind of funny to me sometimes, and I am easily amused after all. Good to be with you once again here on the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. If you want to join into the festivities, 303-696-1971 is our telephone number to do just that. You can also text into the show on the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone, and you can tweet at me 24/7/365 at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. And a couple of different ways to email me as well. One, of course, you can go to 710knus.com and go to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show page. Shoot me a message there. Or log on to my website. Brand new site, might I add, that was just unveiled last weekend. JimmySengenberger.com. Keep in mind, there's no A, I, or U in Sengenberger. It's all E's all the time. Once you know that, Sengenberger is easy. And there's a contact page there that you can go to shoot me an email from the site as well. Again, JimmySengenberger.com. So lots of ways to get in touch with the program, particularly when it comes to the phone calls in the second hour. That one is going to be wide open in the second hour of the program, 303-696-1971. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I caught up a couple of days ago with Pam Anderson, the Republican candidate for Secretary of State, and we will share that interview with you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to the Walk to End Alzheimer's today. You may recall, I'll be playing harmonica for a couple hours. Funnily enough, I say this as a text comes in saying, let's hear some harp. If you are going to the Walk to End Alzheimer's this morning, you will pass by me. I will be the guy playing harmonica on the Route Entertainment. And so I have to leave early. So I recorded the 8 o'clock hour with Pam Anderson, some comments to end the show as well. So unfortunately, in that hour, we won't be able to take any calls. But in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to dive into a range of different topics, what's happening on the southern border and what's happening in Martha's Vineyard and all over the place vis-a-vis the border crisis, this influx of many, many thousands of illegal immigrants into this country. Some would say we could have as many as 2 million having entered by year's end, I saw in one article. Now, that's a startling number of people. You're not sure who they are, what they're doing. That's a large number. So we'll dive into that and some more topics, including Constitution Day. That is today, September 17th, 1787. That is the day that the Constitution was signed in Philadelphia. A historic day, a momentous day, a remarkable day in human history, because the U.S. Constitution is a genuinely profound document. It is one of the most profound documents ever created by man. Along with the Declaration of Independence, you could throw the Magna Carta in there. Very few documents of this level of historic significance, particularly because the U.S. Constitution sets up a government of limited and divided powers. Now, that's important. We have gone astray in many respects from that, but that does not mean that it is not worth fighting for or that it is gone or lost by any stretch of the imagination. We have separation of powers among the three branches of government. We have federalism that divides the federal and state governments. We really need a resurgence of federalism to reaffirm the rights of the states, as they say, states' rights, in our country. We need to make sure that it is not the all-knowing, all-powerful federal government that is calling all of these shots. And it is good to see Republican governors standing up against this Biden administration, for example, on issues like immigration and other concerns, because the federal government is failing in its fundamental responsibility to provide national security. So what are the states to do? Yeah, sometimes it may seem like stunts, and arguably they are, but occasionally you have to prove a point, don't you? When you're so far gone and the feds are continuously asleep at the wheel? Nevertheless, the U.S. Constitution is fundamentally, in the words of the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass, a glorious liberty document. It truly is, because it sets up a constitution of limited powers, a constitution which is designating powers to the governments. And I say governments, meaning federal and state, specifically to make sure that we have the protection of individual rights. That's the fundamental purpose of the Constitution. The fundamental role of government is to protect the rights of the individual. And it is always worth celebrating on Constitution Day, remembering Constitution Day, and recognizing its historical significance and its significance today. We need a reawakening of the U.S. Constitution in America. That's for darn sure. We will talk some about the Constitution and Constitution Day today. I've got some ideas, thoughts, reflections to offer on that. Also, this week, and I was very grateful for Stephen Tubbs having me on when this happened, but early this week, Judge Ken Starr, known most famously for being the independent counsel in the Whitewater investigation, passed away at the age of 76. That was on Tuesday the 13th. And I want to recognize Judge Starr for a bit this morning, but even more, 2 years ago, speaking of Constitution Day, I interviewed Judge Starr the day before Constitution Day on the 18th of September for this program. And you got to remember, and I'll set up some context again in the next segment, but you got to remember what was going on in September of 2020. We were deep in the midst of COVID. Donald Trump was still the president of the United States. And so in that context, I interviewed Judge Starr, and he was passionate. He was fired up about the U.S. Constitution, about peaceably assembling, not expressing your rights to free speech through violence. And it was a Judge Ken Starr like you've probably never heard before unless you heard that interview. And I was looking back. I was going to find just a couple of excerpts and spend a few minutes talking about Judge Starr. But I'm going to play that interview in full. It's something you will enjoy. Very powerful. A lot of passion coming from Ken Starr on September 18th, 2020. And we'll play that interview and talk a little bit about the man who does not fit the caricature that has been ascribed to him, generated about him by the left. He's someone I was able to get to know off air as well as, of course, on air through, probably something on the order of like 20 interviews. Over the past 5 years, he was very gracious with his time. So we're going to take an early break. When we come back, that full interview and more will come upon us here on the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. It is Constitution Day. Happy Constitution Day, one and all. Our telephone number, of course, for later on in the program, 303-696-1971. You're listening to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. Ladies and gentlemen, when you brought together the great harmonica player Junior Wells and the great harp guitarist or blues guitarist Buddy Guy, oh, you had absolute magic. And that's what you got here, Junior Wells with Buddy Guy. And doing some of that tremendous slow blues that just makes you feel everything deep down into your soul. What a voice, Buddy Guy, still alive and well. Good to be with you. You're listening to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. For 9 years running, we've had the best bumper music known to man. And I appreciate you tuning in all of these years. On July 15th, 2019, I wrote in a column for Colorado Politics entitled, "The Real Ken Starr is Revealed at Denver Summit." The real Ken Starr is an accomplished man of integrity. I wrote, yes, I said it. Ken Starr is a man of integrity. I said these words at the close of my onstage interview with Judge Starr at the Western Conservative Summit this past Friday. Again, this was in 2019. I wrote this. I first met Judge Starr at a weekly standard conference at the Broadmoor in June 2017. His onstage interview with then editor Stephen Hayes was fascinating. And I was struck by his insights on the nascent Mueller investigation. A former D.C. Circuit judge from 1983 to 1989 and U.S. Solicitor General from 1989 to 1993, who argued numerous cases before the Supreme Court, Judge Starr became particularly pivotal in the last decade of the 20th century as the independent counsel tapped in 1994 to head up an investigation into a corrupt land deal in Arkansas. This Whitewater investigation centered largely on then-President Bill Clinton, who committed acts of perjury and obstruction of justice, resulting in his impeachment. As I mentioned at the summit, I was only an eight-year-old during the Clinton impeachment stage. To me, Ken Starr is as much an historical figure as anything else. At the 2017 event, I asked about an interview. Judge Starr, and more importantly, his wonderful wife, Alice, accepted my invitation. As we talked, I took to the man's personable and kind-hearted nature. I could sense no ego, just a humble, gracious person. Indeed, I found that Ken Starr was genuinely interested in and curious about me. at the time not yet 27, while hosting radio 6 days a week. And I really appreciated that. What's more, I'd come to learn that this is, now was, his fundamental character. At last year's Weekly Standard Conference, at this year's Western Conservative Summit, again 2019, and at a private book signing I attended last Thursday, he again demonstrated this interest in, respect for, and curiosity about others. "Sit down and tell me a little bit about yourself," he invited book signing attendees, then writing a personalized inscription. Following my interview with Judge Starr at this year's WCS, again 2019, many attendees shared with me their surprised impressions. "I didn't realize how sharp he is. He really knows his stuff, and I learned a lot. I had no idea how authentic and personable he is." Indeed, when you read his books, Contempt, A Memoir of the Clinton Investigation, and Bear Country, The Baylor Story — he since wrote a book entitled Religious Liberty in Crisis — and talk with him in depth about pertinent topics, it's obvious Judge Starr knows what he's talking about, offers a unique perspective, and is exceptionally honest about his opinions. And I go on in this 29 piece. Ultimately, writing, "The Ken Starr is an honorable man of integrity who always answers when his nation calls. I'm just glad I could introduce him at WCS and introduce my listeners to the real Ken Starr." On Tuesday, Judge Starr passed away at the age of 76. His widow, Alice Starr, released the following statement. "My beloved, brilliant, kind, and loving husband has gone to be with his Savior after 17 weeks in the surgical intensive care unit at Baylor Street, Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center in Houston, due to complications from surgery. Ken was so very courageous. He never complained, and he continually expressed gratitude to all his nurses and doctors for their care. I was exceedingly blessed to be married for 52 years to such an extraordinary man who had a distinctly positive impact on his family and everyone he met. Ken was a truly gifted speaker, writer, and leader, and worked prodigiously as one of the nation's top appellate attorneys. Yet he was always humble, gracious, and loving. His integrity and judicious temperament were greatly admired by those who worked with him. Ever since law school, he was determined to fight for the rule of law, and he labored tirelessly to provide equal justice and religious freedom around the world. Ken felt compelled to always respond to the call to serve his country, even when it meant enduring harsh criticism for his service. He was courageous and determined to work for a fair and just outcome, no matter the task, and he never responded in kind to hurtful libel and slander. Ken was a good friend to everyone he met. He did not have a mean bone in his body. Most of all, he deeply loved the Lord and was devoted to me, all three of our children, their wonderful spouses, and our 9 very special grandchildren. We will greatly miss his wisdom, extraordinary sense of humor, generosity of spirit, and exceptional loving kindness. I give profound thanks to all those who supported Ken with visits, loving notes, and prayers during his illness." That was Alice Starr, wife of Ken Starr, who, if you had to book Ken, you made sure to include Alice because she was probably the one to respond or give the okay. May Judge Starr rest in peace. 2 years ago, I had an interview with Judge Starr this very weekend, 2 years ago tomorrow, where we talked about Constitution Day and more, because that is today, Constitution Day. And he was not just a truly generous, gracious man, one of the kindest people you can ever meet. But he was thoughtful and he could get passionate. I'm going to play this entire interview. I thought, okay, maybe there's a clip or two. I'm going to play the entire interview from 2020. Remember the context. Donald Trump's still president. We just had the summer of love, the summer of mostly peaceful protests, whatever you want to say, but there was way too much violence in the streets. And this is a side of Judge Starr that you rarely heard, but for interviews on shows like mine. And it also was an opportunity and is an opportunity to hear some of his wisdom about the Constitution and more. I bring you my September Constitution Day weekend interview with Judge Ken Starr, 2020, which, by the way, at that time marked 7 years of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show and 10 years on AM radio. It is such a pleasure and a privilege to be able to talk once again with a man who was a circuit court judge, solicitor general. He was someone who went after Bill Clinton in a way that people just don't understand. He wrote about it in his book, Contempt, a memoir of the Clinton investigation. And he's an all-around good guy. He was, of course, most noticeably in the last year, involved in President Trump's impeachment proceedings on the floor of the United States Senate. Judge Ken Starr joins me now here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. My friend, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy. And may I be among the last to say happy anniversary. In fact, happy double anniversary. You're a very young man, but what a career you've already had. So keep it up. But happy 10th anniversary. I know you got a 13th anniversary. Didn't you start your show in kindergarten?
You know, there are tapes of a Jimmy Sangenberger show from eighth grade, but nobody's going to ever hear those tapes. I guarantee you.
Save them. They will go into your library.
You know,
in about 70 years from now.
They have been saved. You know, here's a funny little anecdote. So I remember one summer we would do cross-country trip to drive to upstate New York on a family vacation. We would drive to and from. And so I'm guessing it was the summer between eighth and ninth grade. And I remember having my parents play one of those tapes in the car. And my dad made this comment. He said, "Jimmy, you're saying and too much."
Good for him.
And that's stuck with me ever since, and now you don't hear it very often.
Well, you have such a gift with the mother tongue. You don't need an
That's
you
true.
You need no fillers.
No.
You need no fillers.
Well, and of course, as you know, because you gave me the moniker Jimmy the Harmonica Man, you know that I can not only speak, but I can also use my tongue in playing the harmonica.
When you can do that simultaneously, I want to be back on your show. But yeah, and you are a great harmonica player. So listen, keep it up. Keep up all of your very important activities. Jimmy, you're a very important voice to Common Sense America. Right.
I so appreciate
speaking
it.
The truth into, and to have your voice as part of the, well, I hate to say it, but there are not enough voices of just old-fashioned American common sense, or what we say in my part of the world here in Texas, horse sense, right? So, but anyway, you do a great job, and it's an honor to be back on your show. Thank you.
Well, I so appreciate that. How have you been? What's going on with Judge Ken Starr these days?
Well, I'm practicing law to make a living. You know, you got to put food on the table, but I'm doing a fair amount of work with the Chinese expatriate community, refugees from the grip of the communists. We love the Chinese people. What a wonderful, wonderful people. But we don't love the Communist Party of China and the Beijing regime, which is quite evil, quite corrupt, and is a clear and present danger to the United States. And I'm doing a fair amount of work, legal work. We just sued, so I'm not talking out of school here. The old Yahoo, remember Yahoo? It was a big thing, certainly 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And so we've sued Yahoo for their perfidious work with the government of China. I'm not going to say anything more about it because we should litigate our cases in court. But that's the kind of thing that I'm doing right now. I could talk about a few other issues, but I better just say I'm doing a fair amount of work with the Chinese community.
That is fantastic. You could certainly rest on your laurels and just relax and become all retired, but you've got some sort of fire in your belly that always keeps you engaged. By the way, what is it, Judge Ken Starr, that has kept you engaged for so many years when really you could be retired right now if you wanted to?
Well, you're kind to say that and to ask that. I am a young 74 years old. I'm blessed with health and high energy, and I felt called to the law and, frankly, through the law, to justice at a very, very young age. You know, every human being has, or certainly should have, an innate sense of justice, right? That's not fair, right? To treat someone unequally, that's not fair, right? To persecute someone because of believing in democracy, that's what the Chinese regime does. That's not fair. That's not right. That's not just. So there's always more than can be done in a hurting world, especially with respect to maintaining the fundamental freedoms of human beings, protecting the fundamental human dignity of human beings, their ability to just reread the First Amendment, right? The right of us to have freedom of conscience. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, right? The first 16 words of the First Amendment. And then, of course, it goes on to speak free speech, freedom of the press, the right of the people, and boy, do we need to be reminded of this qualification, peaceably to assemble.
Amen.
And to petition the government for redress of grievances. So these are precious rights. They're fundamental to democratic society. I'm so thankful to be in the sweet land of liberty. And now we've got to preserve our liberties and our First Amendment values. I will always defend the right of people peaceably to assemble, but not to destroy.
Yes.
To destroy property and the rest that we've seen in this terrible summer. The summer has just been such a rude awakening for the American people that there are these really evil forces at work. And obviously, no one can be a friend of justice and treat someone on the basis of the color of his or her skin unfavorably, right? You treat all people with dignity, with respect. But guess what? If you have a beef against the police of Minneapolis or of Kenosha, Wisconsin, you express that and you express it loud and clear. But where is the voice of Martin Luther King Jr., who made it very clear, nonviolent? Watch the movie Selma again, that great movie from, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, Selma, award-winning movie. And where's his voice? His voice is in favor of nonviolence, even when up against terrible, terrible violence being wreaked upon him and his fellow citizens just seeking simple justice and racial equality. So end of sermon. Sorry there. You asked the wrong question.
No, I asked the right question to get Judge Ken Starr fired up, which is what we like to hear on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. And actually, so much of what you said there is a great segue to one thing I wanted to talk with you about, which is just this past Thursday, we had Constitution Day, the anniversary of that fateful day in 1787 when the Constitution was signed in Philadelphia. It is a day that is near and dear to my heart. As you know, for years I ran an educational nonprofit that worked on educating fifth graders in the U.S. Constitution and American government, and always acknowledged and commemorated Constitution Day a lot of times in the schools and so forth. And I just think that at times, and I think now might be a moment where, despite all the chaos that we're seeing, despite people abusing liberty in a way that really isn't advancing liberty or even embodying ideas of liberty, because when you're trampling upon somebody else's rights, you are not actually exercising your own rights. But there's, at the same time, at least it seems to me, a resurgence almost of interest and passion. I mean, President Trump gave an address this week about the United States Constitution in commemoration of Constitution Day. It seems like there's some reinvigoration in our society, Judge Starr, of reverence, at least in some corners, for the fundamental tenets of liberty enshrined in that wonderful document.
And that is most welcome. Jimmy, thank you for your earlier work with fifth graders. And I do applaud President Trump. This is not a political point. It's a good government. It's a pro-freedom point. We do, in fact, need to celebrate, commemorate, and then live out our constitutional values. So we need to reinstill through this love that you're talking about, this passion for freedom, but this passion for the rule of law. You know, we talk about in the law, as you know, Jimmy, ordered liberty. Liberty isn't to do anything that you want to anytime you want to. The great old common sense expression, your freedom ends where my nose begins, right?
You can't. Yes.
You can punch the air, but you can't punch my nose and just say, well, I've got the right to do that. I feel strongly about it. I'm sorry, you've now infringed upon my right as a human being to be free from assaults and batteries, et cetera. So in any event, this is most welcome. And to be honest, I'm just going to speak very broadly. Our education system in the United States has failed the American people badly. And I know there's no system, right? There are systems. Thank goodness we have a federal republic. We have states. We have local school districts all over the country. My friends, wake up call time. We keep slipping. When our sons, they were sons at that time, but even some of the daughters went off to war, they weren't in combat. The United States of America was number one in the country in terms of educational outcomes. And we started slipping. Throughout the greatest generation, it slipped. It slipped. We have slipped from number one to number 24 in the country. That's general education outcomes. And in the meantime, we have been in danger of becoming something that Justice Sandra Day O'Connor from your fellow Westerner in the great state of Arizona said, we have become a country of constitutional illiterates. We've got to teach in the schools. And we begin that, right, by people being elected to the school board. Not just writing a letter to the editor, get elected to the school board, or even better, the state board of education. Don't leave it to those who would trample on the Constitution or deny the strength of our constitutional values and our constitutional history. Get in there, or at least support someone who is going to be a friend of the Constitution. So we need our friends to speak up, and thank you for doing
Amen.
It. And I applaud, as I say, President Trump for doing it.
Yeah, and I'll just say this as we wrap up our conversation with you, Judge Ken Starr, and I so appreciate your time here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, as always. But one thing to me that I've been spending a lot of time mulling over, and I've talked about, I've done commentaries, I wrote a couple of op-eds for the Federalist and the Washington Examiner on this back in July when we came upon Independence Day, is Frederick Douglass's view of the Constitution when he called it a glorious liberty document. And he argued, and I'm paraphrasing here, but that if you interpret the Constitution as it ought to be interpreted, there is no defense of slavery and injustice. He was arguing in this seminal address, What to the Slave is the 4th of July, that the United States of America had tremendous principles for all people, but was a far cry from living out those principles in 1857 or thereabouts when he gave that momentous address. And we have to keep that in mind, especially as we're dealing with these racial issues today in America, Judge.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I was so sorrowed to see that among other statues, that of Frederick Douglass,
yes,
who was such a great friend of freedom, and didn't he know he had tasted the bitter, bitter fruit of slavery. He had been a slave himself, but with his brilliant mind and his ability to learn, ironically, almost like Abraham Lincoln, very little if any formal education, right, but self-educated. And that's, of course, an education in the fundamental principles of freedom. And part of that, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, this is not popular in many quarters these days, and that is they were both steeped in the Bible and the principles of freedom and human dignity in the Bible. So, yes, God bless the memory of Frederick Douglass. And maybe we should have a Frederick Douglass Day to answer some of the very radical voices that would even silence a modern-day Frederick Douglass.
I am all for that, Judge Ken Starr. Before we let you go, I have a little treat that I think you might just enjoy. We were talking about this earlier.
Jimmy, you've not lost your touch. Keep it up.
Thank you, my friend, for taking some time to join us on this special occasion.
My pleasure, Jimmy. God bless you. Take care.
Did Judge Ken Starr nail it in that conversation or what? We'll be back. We got some fun in the next half hour on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. You do not want to miss this half hour. Trust me. Stay with us. Wrapping up this, the first hour of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show with a little Mike Zito. Awesome guitar player. I have played on stage with this guy. When I sat in with him and Tommy Castro a few years ago at the Oriental Theater, we did Mojo Workin', which is one of the tunes that my Jimmy Jr. Blues Band performs, as it happens. So good to be with you here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. I hope you enjoyed that last segment of my interview with Judge Ken Starr from September of 2020. So 2 years ago this weekend. Because there were some strong, powerful insights, some great reminders about Constitution Day, the importance of civics education, and more. But also, you really got to hear, Leroy and I were just talking about this, and he was telling me, look, normally you watch Ken Starr in an interview, and it's just business. But here you were able to really show the personality, the man behind that image on TV, or the caricature. I'm putting some words into Leroy's mouth, but that's the point that he was getting across. And I think it's so true. It's something I wanted to share with you. He was a wonderful man, Judge Ken Starr. May he rest in peace. And thank you for the many interviews and the memories, including on stage at the Western Conservative Summit and in studio when I hosted Business for Breakfast back in the day. Coming up in the next hour, we'll take your calls. We're going to break. Top of the hour. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger, News Talk 710 KNUS.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.